Welcome back. Thanks for your company this morning. Look, we've spoken a lot about this in the past, haven't we? That is, keeping up with the cost of living. It seems, for many, it's about as difficult now as it's ever been. Young people particularly, well, they're struggling, as we know, to keep the lights on and put food in the fridge. Barely one-third of Australians aged 25 to 34 now own their own home. And that number's going down. Yet, for some reason, with that established, every advert and commercial that you see, be it a window display in a department store, on the television, in the newspaper, whatever, seems to feature some row of young, smiling faces, presumably, absolutely chomping at the bit, to throw their money around. Now, the fact of the matter is that's simply not an accurate reflection of where the consumer spending dollar is at. Now, the latest numbers show that instead of spending on desirables, young Aussies are simply far too busy trying to pay off their mortgage, pay rent, pay HEX and pay other bills. They just don't have the money to throw around in the shops. And because money's tight, and shopping online's generally cheaper anyway, they're taking their money elsewhere. Now, with that in mind, one of Australia's top retail analysts, Charlie Nelson, and I'll speak to him in just a sec, he's from the 4C Change Group, makes the point that Australian companies, because they're targeting the youth, are missing the mark when it comes to marketing their products. Now, he says that instead of trying to squeeze blood from a rock and attract the youth dollar, what little of it is there actually is, marketers should instead be going after those who can actually afford to spend. And believe it or not, that is people over the age of 65. Now, we spoke at some length just the other week about the department stores and how when people go into the department stores, and Myer at the moment particularly is sort of struggling, and people wondering, why is Maya struggling? The question I posed to you was, what's wrong with Maya? Well, the overwhelming answer that came back from you, particularly ladies who were listening, who were in their mature years, said this: Maya are not selling anything that I want to or could buy. I mean, if I could get into skinny jeans with ripped knee holes and, you know, tops that, as some of you rather diplomatically said, showed part of your cleavage, then it's all there for you. But if you want something a bit more respectable and something a bit more closer to the mark for your age group and your taste, well, you've got to go somewhere else. And with that in mind, there's no point, is there? Groups like Myer and all these others crying poor when they are not talking the language of the buyer. Now, the numbers are this. The over 65s are largely ignored by consumer marketers, which may go some way, I think, to explaining why retail's in the loo. And look, with incredibly soft retail conditions about and big international raiders like Amazon about to launch, it's either a very courageous or perhaps just downright foolish CEO or marketing head that just continues to ignore the cashed up over 65s. Look, as I said, I want to speak to Charlie Nelson, the managing director of 4C Change. Now, they've conducted extensive research in this field. I'm glad to say Charlie is on the line. G'day there, Charlie.
You're welcome, Michael.
I mean, it's simple, really. Supply and demand. Any market, be it housing or retail, is based off supply and demand. But if you're not attempting to attract the demand with what you have on offer, then you can hardly complain that your sales are going down, can you?
You certainly can't, and especially in a time when income growth is so low. Wages growth is at a record low in Australia, and real per capita income is going negative. So it's very important for retailers to have a look at other areas for growth. For example, you mentioned Myer. If they were able to grow their market share amongst people over 55 and especially over 65, then they could actually do quite well because it's an area where their competitors aren't working.
Mm. And I mean, it's simply a matter of numbers and people and money, isn't it? I mean, that demographic, the over 55s, the over 65s particularly, as a percentage of the population is growing, it's not shrinking.
Very quickly, yes.
And they've got disposable income.
But they have. If we look at the over 65s, then that's 20% of the adult population. They've got 32% of the total wealth. And their number is growing by 3% a year, which is twice the population growth rate. 70% of them own their home outright, so they're not worried about having the debt to pay off that younger people do. So it's a tremendous opportunity for retailers and their suppliers to change the game a little bit and get some growth.
So just those numbers again, Charlie, you said that the over 65s in Australia make up 20% of the population.
Adult population.
Yet they have 32% of the wealth.
That's correct.
Well, with those numbers in mind, you'd be a mug, wouldn't you, to continue to target the 18-year-olds and try to get a little bit of money out of their pocket that they've got and ignore that big pool of capital.
I agree. I mean, it's certainly wrong to ignore them. Clearly, you do want to build a relationship with younger people, but at the moment, as we've said, that they really haven't got any money to spend. They're determined to save to get into a house. Once they're into the house, they've got the mortgage to pay off. Spending is not a high priority for them at all, whereas for the over 65s, any spare money that they had, 50% of that would be spent, compared with 20% for younger adults.
I was reading a piece by Robert Gottliebson in The Australian yesterday about this, and I think he made a very valid point. Here we are, we're criticising a lot of these businesses for ignoring the rivers of gold that could come from the seniors.
Mm.
But there is one cohort of the economy, I think, which understands this is where the money's at, and that's the industry around cruise lines, be it river cruises or ocean cruises. Their marketing campaigns, if they're not family-oriented, are very much at the, I suppose you'd say, classy, retired, or baby boomer Australian market, yeah. And they seem to be going gangbusters.
Well, they are, and I've participated myself in some of those cruises and looked at the people who are travelling.
Yeah.
And these are typically, as you say, baby boomers. They're spending a lot of money on these cruises. It's not cheap by any means, but they're doing very well. And taking holidays is very important to this demographic. But there's other areas where they spend very well also. They're spending very heavily on food, alcoholic beverages, clothing, household furnishings, you name it. It's not as if they're cutting back elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I know my parents are baby boomers, and the amount of times that particularly my mother said, look, you know, you go to the shops, you've got a wedding coming up, you've got a big function, you want to get a new outfit for it. You go there and you've sort of spent $30 parking, you've wandered around, you've worn yourself out. The only money you spend was buying a coffee and a lunch because there was nothing off the shelf to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not my mother imagining that. That is a very common thing that people say.
Correct. Well, I've got to confess my age, and I certainly have that same experience when I go to the major department store.
You're looking for different clothes than my mother, though, Charlie. I'll give you the tip.
Well, it's slightly different, but nonetheless, looking for decent clothes and things that I do want to be seen in. And most of the time, I come out empty-handed.
It's terribly disappointing. The average Sydney family I saw last night on the news, and I think this is probably part of the story too, Charlie, spending over $22,000. I think the figure was over $22,000 a year. Just on their motor vehicle, through tolls, through petrol, insurance, green slips, maintenance and the like. I mean, there's $22,000 straight out of the pocket for families, generally speaking.
Yes.
This does make the discretionary spending dollar a little tough. And add on top of that, of course, outrageously high electricity prices and all of this.
Well, that's certainly true. Electricity prices have gone up quite a lot lately, and that's making it difficult, especially in households where a lot of electricity is consumed, which is, of course, households where there's children in the house. And likewise with the petrol that you mentioned, again, it's the people who've got ferrying kids to school and taking themselves to work and who are paying the tolls and spending all that time in congested traffic. It's very expensive, and it very much lessens their ability to spend on discretionary items.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other things that the piece that Robert Gottliebson put together, which sort of struck me, I hadn't thought of it, but no doubt you had, Charlie, is that for all of those retailers and those companies saying, oh, gee, you know, we're coming into Christmas, we're doing it tough, we're not selling what we expected.
Mm.
I mean, again, you've got to focus on those with the cash. Now, the government's, as Robert Gottliebson said, and I think he's right, they're badly constructed superannuation means test changes have in many ways encouraged a whole bunch of pensioners or quasi-self-funded retirees to run down their savings.
Mm.
So again, I mean, they are almost incentivised by the state to go and throw the cash around.
Well, I suppose that's true, and Robert makes a very good point there. Of course, the expression of spending the kids' inheritance now is still relevant in that regard too. But I've suggested that, you know, given that the retail is so soft and consumer spending is so soft, I've suggested that an idea is for the government to do another round of fiscal stimulus like they did when we were in the GFC, and to hand out a certain amount of money to everybody over 65. They're the ones most willing to spend, and that will jumpstart the economy very quickly.
Okay, yeah. The issue of why the marketing departments are not targeting what we would both identify as the group with the money ready to burn. Is that in part because a lot of the people that work in marketing agencies and advertising agencies these days are themselves under the age of 40, and they simply forget that there is another demographic out there older than them?
Yes, I've been talking about this for 20 years with some of the agencies, and there's a lot of self-referencing going on, thinking that the consumer out there is a clone of me. And as you say, they're typically younger people. What I try to do is encourage them to think about their parents. And when they do that, they can see that, oh, yes, you know, they're going on holiday every year. They've just done up their home, and they're going out for dinner, and they do see that there is a lot of spending power beyond their own tunnel vision.
Yeah, so just in conclusion then, Charlie, I mean, what we've sort of established is there is growing evidence that really retail spending is weaker than those in the retail industry would care to see it.
Oh, it's the worst in ages, yeah.
Worst in ages. There are a number of factors, including high power prices, high cost to run the car, all this sort of thing in play. People, I think, are a little nervous about their job, so maybe they're not that keen to just splash the cash. And also, mortgages in cities like Sydney particularly are outrageously high by virtue of the cost of properties. But there are some things that businesses that want to step up the game can do. And I suppose the most obvious that we've discovered this morning, that your numbers have discovered, is they've just got to tweak where they start to focus their marketing and probably also where they source their products or to who they market their products.
Yes, absolutely right. That's the way that they can get growth, by gaining market share amongst a very big spending, fast-growing demographic which has been ignored. As you probably know, Michael, the standard media demographics are typically 25 to 50. 55 plus doesn't appear in any of the media demographics that the agencies use, and yet that's 34% of adults 55 plus and 57% of the net wealth. It's a huge amount of money just sitting there that is available.
Yeah, crazy to ignore it, particularly in tough times. I'm glad we spoke this morning, Charlie. Great numbers, and I think a very, very timely little reminder for the business world as we head into Christmas. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Michael. Bye.
My pleasure. Charlie Nelson there.